I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October 1st, 2012 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown.
Here.
Katie Capalini.
Here.
Doug Hayham.
Here.
Sandy Hussman.
Here.
Mark Lutke. Todd Milner.
Here.
Mary Westfall.
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our meeting this evening. There are agendas on the two side tables by the doors, if you haven't picked one up yet. And if there's a particular item you wish to address council on, let me know by raising your hand, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, led by Mrs. Westfall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That takes us to additions to the agenda, and I'm going to add an informational item. A has to do with the Sylvania Area Family Services 2012 Ray of Hope Awards. So that's info, information item A. I don't have any actual agenda items to add. Mrs. Westfall?
I have nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of council. Mr. Hayham.
Yeah, I'd like to add two things. One, a brief discussion of the Charta litigation with the township.
All right, where, do you want that just as an added item at the bottom?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Charta Township lawsuit, is that accurate?
Sure.
All right.
And then the other thing.
Item 12.
And the other item I would like to add is, at the end of the meeting, I'd like to have a, an executive session to discuss litigation matters.
Okay. Not the litigation, not the lawsuit you just talked about.
No, litigation that the city is, that the city is party to.
Okay. We'll make that the last agenda item, whatever that turns out to be.
And I would not anticipate we would act on anything.
I would, okay.
Just a discussion.
No action to be taken, no action expected. Any additional items from members of city council? Mr. Eichenhour?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mo?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on September the 17th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the September 17th, 2012 meeting of the Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from September 17th be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item five, we're happy to have with us the new Deputy Service Director for the City of Sylvania, Joe Shaw, who has come to us from private engineering, private engineering firm.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Aller, any comments you'd like to make about credentials of your new deputy or his responsibilities?
Joe comes to us from a local consultant. He has his professional engineer's license and professional surveyor's license as well. He has much drafting experience, surveying project experience. He comes to us with a really a broad wealth of knowledge that he learned in the private industry. He was the project manager or lead engineer, I'm not sure what the title was, in the office for a couple projects for the city. One phase of it went very well, the other one struggled because the contractor design was fine. The construction part of it was a little challenging. But I'm very excited to have Joe on board. He's been with us for a week and a day. And already people around the office say I look more relaxed. So it's a great thing and I'm happy to have him on board. And I think it's going to be a very good addition for the City of Sylvania and improve the department even more, so.
Hey, do you want to say anything? Oh, I just wanted to say thank you to Mr. Mayor Scow and Kevin. You guys have been so hospitable to me in my first week here. I I really appreciate you guys being here. I feel like I'm at home. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate the hospitality really much. So thank you for the opportunity.
We appreciate you being here.
No problem.
Joe, you're not required to stay for the entire meeting. You're welcome to leave. This could be a fairly short meeting. You'll have to leave when we go into executive session. So you'll have to head for home at that time.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to agenda item 6, our first business item. We have two representatives here from the Imagination Station to discuss the levy renewal efforts for that organization. Come on up to the podium and identify yourselves, or just one of you, okay. Identify who's with you.
Sorry, I'm Lauren Hauser. I'm the executive director for Imagination Station. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Councilman. Thank you very much for the time. I'm sorry, my cohort, Carl Nelson, who's our chief scientist, was unable to attend tonight. So if you get your stuff with me, he's the one that does all of the fire explosions and things like that.
You didn't bring any with you then?
I did not bring any fire or anything like that. I apologize. But, he usually gets the oohs and ahs, and I tend to need the factual information out. The sites have been open to the public for 4 years now. We passed the levy back in 2008, which was our levy attempt. Our facilities had been closed at that point in time. The last 4 years have been ever-changing for us. We have experienced probably 500,000 visitors, 5,000 memberships into the Science Center, and in the last 2.5 years, invested over $2 million from corporate America, being able to invest in new exhibitions. The very first one that we did was Energy Factory with BP and First Solar, followed up by a Buckeye Cable partnership with a live report with all your favorite PCSN games, to engineering, which was done with SSOE. Most recently, Eat It Up, in conjunction with Comedica, which is a health and nutrition exhibition. And 3 months ago, we opened up Grow You, which was in partnership with the Andersons. All of them had promised support with the passage of our past levy, and all have followed through with that in those exhibitions. We hosted 6 different traveling exhibitions, from Bodies Revealed, which was an international exhibition that came to town. We partnered with NASA on bringing exhibitions from the Hubble Telescope. We've done Grossology is coming. Sesame Street right now just opened a facility, and it is a healthy exhibition. It's all about the body and more geared towards preschoolers. But every 100 days, we focus on changing it and bringing in something new, in addition to the permanent exhibitions. We have been honoring our pledges as well with the, our levy is cost the average homeowner $5.21. That's for the $100,000 home, and that $5.21 is per year. Let me just stop for 1 second. I gave you all packets that are sitting at your, that have an overview, are programmatic, and I also included our past financials along with the next 5-year projections are also included in that for your reference. The levy that we're asking to do that's on the ballot is a straight renewal. There's no increase in that. Even though we have seen a decrease in our levy funding because of the appraisals that have been going on, we felt that the decrease amount was the Science Center's responsibility, and we will be making that up, and we're asking for a straight renewal. Again, so it's staying about $5 a year for the average $100,000 home. And I feel that we have fulfilled our promises, what we said the facility would be doing. Corporate America and the citizens of Lucas County have all kind of come together and rallied behind what type of science center they want here. It is free access, because access is the most important thing for a community science center. We're free every Saturday for kids 12 and under, and that's every day, 10 to 5. We have been able to secure funding for schools who have had some decreases in their budgets. We call it our Adopt-a-School program, where corporations have adopted a specific classroom, a grade. There have been some Sylvania schools that have participated in that. We've funded about 15,000 science adventures in the last 2 years with that. And if the kids can't come to us, we will go out to the schools, and it can be interchanged, especially if the schools have some staffing or busing challenges that they might be experiencing. We offer a reduced rate as well for Lucas County groups to come in, and there's a discount every day for Lucas County residents in addition to the free access. I think the one role that the Science Center plays is that our job is to inspire kids about getting excited about science, to take that fear away, to make it seem intriguing and curiosity and really kind of cool to start asking those questions, because the STEM careers are the future. And they're the future for all of us. And I think that's one reason why we're seeing some of the corporations' excitement, because there's this, they have some shortages in filling some positions. And you see First Solar, or you see the Andersons, or Prometica wanting to invest in our kids here today. And I think that we saw a test internationally that was done, and the United States finished 18 out of 25 in science test scores, science and math. And that's staggering for us to be able to compete and take that fear away. That is a challenge that we have. We're not here to replace the schools. We're here to be a resource. All of our curriculum that we design, our activities, everything is free and online. And if the teacher is not even visiting the Science Center, we encourage you to go download those and use them back in the classroom. Because if you can't get to us, they are designed with a recipe, an activity, and an ingredient list of what the teachers would be able to do and being able to do that in their classroom. Next week, we are very proudly going to be announcing the next 5 years of traveling exhibitions that will be coming to town, and still fulfilling that promise and keeping it fresh and ever-changing. Beginning of September, we were asked to come down to the Ohio Cultural Facilities Commission, which funds all of the cultural facilities in the state for capital projects. They had funded the Science Center. They asked us to come back because they viewed us as a success story and gave us a chance to present to their board and what was happening here in Lucas County. And feeling that everything that we have overcome and the way that the community had rallied behind us in corporate America, they thought that that was terrific and were honoring us at a statewide level. I'm here to ask if you'd be so kind, you did it past in endorsing our levy that is out there. We're issue 26. Again, it's a 1/6 of a mil. It's a straight renewal. Cost the average $100,000 home $5.21. It's actually a little less than that, but I don't have the exact figure because of some of the reappraisals that have been going on. We have some representatives from the Sylvania community as well. Brad Rieger sits on the board of the Science Center. Bob Helmer had a position with us. That position is being held for the next president that would be coming in. And Mary Arquette is holding that position from Lawrence University for us. And we have a couple different teachers from the Sylvania school systems who sit on our teacher advisory committee as well, in kind of making sure and reviewing all of our curriculum that we do. The one statistic that you would see in the financials there, our benchmark for you is called ASTEC, which is the Association of Science and Technology Centers. And we evaluate ourselves. Our facility is considered a mid-sized science center based off of our community population and the facility size that we have. The average cost per visitor for a science center that size fluctuates between $17 and $20 per person. We are operating at right now $14 per person because we're trying to still manage our expenses and how we do that. We have 21 full-time team members, followed up with about 25 to 30 part-time team members. That fluctuates based off of season or summer, if we have summer camps and things like that. But still being very fiscally responsible with the funds that come from the public as well as from the corporate community, and making sure that we can maintain our facility and be delivering a powerful science experience. So I really thank you for your time today. I'm happy to answer any questions, and we do ask for your support with issue 26.
Thank you. Questions from members of council?
I don't have a question, but I have a comment. I've visited, over the years quite frequently when my kids were small, and then as my kids are older, we've gone a few times, and then I was a chaperone most recently this spring with the sixth grade, and everything that you said, I can vouch for. It was a powerful science experience for those kids.
Thank you.
I mean, I was a little, you've got busloads of
chaperone
kids.
Chaperone is an intense experience.
Even the difficult kids were entertained and enthralled. It was, I compliment you. It was amazing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You've avoided the subject of what happens if it doesn't get renewed, but asking.
Well, we are going a year early. The funds would not be actually collected until 2014. And I think the one thing we'd be looking at, that this is a chance to hear from the voters. It's a larger turnout at this time period, and hearing what they say. If they would say no, finding out why. And what are the reasons, and what can we do to respond to that at that point in time?
What portion of your funding is from the levy?
It's about 40%.
Okay.
And the percentage of that goes into capital as well. It's not all in the operating.
Any motions from members of city council.
Well, I guess, I'm sorry, go ahead, Craig.
Go ahead.
After you.
I just had a quick question as well before we have a motion. Can you tell me a little bit about your attendance, just briefly, just out of curiosity? I'm just curious, when you made your projections when you first opened, if you've really achieved the attendance levels that you anticipate?
How we did our attendance was, you know, the science center had been open 10 years prior to that, when we were kind of going through it. And looking at with the board, we didn't go to the highest years that we had, we didn't go to the lowest. We took kind of an average. We have been exceeding our attendance right now for the last 3 years. It has been growing. We were conservative with doing it because I don't think you could compare the very opening years of the science center to the last year when we had closed in doing that. So we are trying to be conservative with it, but we are exceeding attendance right now.
Mr. Lupe.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. You know, I'm always a little uncertain what the council tradition is as far as endorsing levies. I know we have endorsed some from our Sylvania community, and Lori, I believe you if you say we endorsed you last time. I'm more than happy to refer this to committee if council likes, but I think that we do need to consider this one. I would prefer to make a motion if I could.
Okay, I think that's fine.
I move that Sylvania City Council endorse issue number 26 for the Imagination Station Science Center.
Second.
All right. Is it appropriate?
Do we need to call up legislation? No.
I don't think so. I was just going to say that council, as part of your motion, you could and instruct the clerk of council to issue a letter reporting that endorsement or something like that.
Yeah, so moved.
That okay with the second?
Second.
All right. Discussion from council.
You know, I'm I don't know what our tradition is on this either. I always feel a little uncomfortable with endorsements. I love Imagination Station. Been there. I've gone myself. Looking forward to taking grandkids there soon. Fingers crossed. Anyway, I don't really have any special knowledge or information about Imagination Station more than you do, and I always kind of feel like when we endorse, what are we saying? That, you know, we drilled down into these issues and reached a conclusion about the finances, and the answer is we haven't. And it comes up again with the Metro Parks. I looked today at the items on the ballot, the tax items on the ballot for a typical $150,000 house in Sylvania. Represent a $183 tax increase this year. And I recently voted against real estate, the rollback of the tax holiday, which was much less than that. So my preference would be that we not make these endorsements. That we individually, we can do what we want. And perfect example of that is when the schools had a levy recently, I went out of my way to personally endorse that, write a letter to the editor, state all the reasons of why I thought that was a good idea. And but I'm always, I'm just not sure that this is our job. And so I will probably vote no on this, not because I don't love Imagination Station, because I don't think it's what we ought to be doing.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I appreciate what you're saying about the fact that probably moving forward, the council needs to develop some sort of a policy about issues like this. I think it's a little late in the game to be thinking about that now. The thing that I guess strikes me is that there are some levies on the ballot this year that I think I would not support as readily as I would Imagination Station. There's a lot of new money issues floating around. I think some organizations do require a little bit of scrutiny. I think Imagination Station ought to be commended for not going for new money, but holding the line. I have had a chance to take a look at some of the numbers, and I think you have done a remarkable job of getting private sector and donated support to keep that 40% number in line. And I don't think there's any question, as we all, I think, appreciate the importance of science and technology teaching our next generation. This is a critical piece of that, because quite honestly, you make it fun, and that is all the difference in the world. I have two little girls that are grandchildren. I got there before Doug did. And they, you hoodwinked them into life and science, you know? So that's very good. So anyway, I would, I guess, call the question, Mr. Mayor, and let's see what the pleasure of council might be.
All right, it's been moved and seconded for council to endorse the Imagination Station levy and to have the clerk issue a letter documenting that support. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Clerk needs to call the roll.
Westfall?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Capelini?
Yes.
Hingham?
No.
Bruki?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Hussman?
Yes.
Vote is 6-1, and that motion passes. The clerk will prepare a letter for you, I'm sure, within a day or two.
Thank you very much, and
good luck.
Thank you for your time. Thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That moves us to agenda item 7, which is request for endorsement from the Metro Parks. However, there is no one here from the Metro Parks, and we did not anticipate anyone, I don't believe. Or is there someone here that I'm not recognizing?
Mr. Mayor, before we go into this discussion, as council sometimes does, I'd ask that you would excuse me from this discussion, and that my firm has a business relationship with the campaign committee.
Second.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to excuse Mr. Lukey due to a conflict of interest. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and let the record show that Mr. Lukey has withdrawn from the table for this discussion only. There are a number of other issues on the ballot. These are the only ones that we've been approached on so far. I did get a letter in the mayor's office requesting my endorsement of the mental health, one of the mental health issues, but it did not say city council, so I did not forward that to you. Council does not need to take a position on every issue, but if you wish to, they have requested it. I have no facts and figures to share with you other than I'm sure we all frequent the Metro Parks in the area. We're blessed to have very good ones in Sylvania Township, very near to us. I go to them often, but I have no inside information to share with you other than what's in this levy, which is asking us to endorse a 0.9 mil levy to replace a 0.3 mil levy that is expiring.
And the reason that I supported Imagination Station levy is that it was a renewal. They're not out looking for additional funds to replace what they lost through devaluation of homes. And I think that was wise fiscally for them to, you know, cut back on their and try to live within their means. A levy that asks for additional funding because of devaluation and lost funds from the state of Ohio. At this present time, I would have trouble supporting it because it is a new tax on the community. And I guess that's my comment on the Metro Parks. I go to the Metro Parks. I like the Metro Parks. But if they would ask for a renewal, I would have said, yeah, probably. But
Mr. Mayor, Mike Brown makes a good point. I think that I would like to have more information of this 0.3 going to the 0.9. Before going further, I concur with Mike. We have wonderful Metro Parks, but I'd like to ask more information on this.
Margie, the letter says that there was a brochure enclosed. Was there one?
No, just the one.
Okay. Now, one thing I forgot to mention, and I should have mentioned it, not to change your comment at all, the Metro Parks have been very wonderful to work with for the restoration of the Underground Railroad House in Maroon Park. I mean, they've just been terrific over there to work with. But that is not an issue for you to endorse or not to endorse this. But I mentioned the Metro Parks in Sylvania Township. They've worked with us here in the city of Sylvania as well.
And I'm in agreement as well that I don't see any need to move forward with a formal endorsement at this point in time. We simply don't have enough information. I totally support the Metro Parks. They do a fabulous job. But without more financial information and how this will impact general residents in terms of cost per house. I don't feel like we've got enough information to make that decision.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes, I'd like to agree with everything that's said and mention the fact they talk about capital improvements and major maintenance, but I don't know what that is, and I guess without knowing that, I couldn't support moving ahead with an endorsement. I agree, I love the metro parks.
I'm just wondering with Haroon Park and the Lathrop House, have they asked Sylvania for money, or they've just taken that on? And I mean, is that could be part of it right there.
I think at this point we may, those are the kinds of things we don't have the information without somebody here. I'm not aware of them having asked Sylvania City specifically for any money.
For the redevelopment of the Lathrop House, we've definitely participated in that. Last year, we went through a pretty expensive project to rebuild the parking lot, extend utilities to the building. They've not asked us to contribute to the cost of the remodeling inside, but we're certainly active participants in that project.
So at this point, I think how I would like to consider tabling this and asking that they forward the additional information, the brochure, so that we can have more information about it. I don't think, it seems that there's not enough information for us to make a decision at this point.
Well, if they could have a representative come to the next council meeting, I think that would be
Ideal, no question. And I, perhaps we ask for the brochure and we make a request that they send a representative.
A motion to table. Was that a motion to table? I'd second that.
Was both a motion to table and request additional information and or a representative to attend. Is that accurate?
Yes.
All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And let the record show that Mr. Lukey just pulled back up to the table. That gets us to agenda item 8, which is requesting your approval of items to be offered for auction on GovDeals. There's most of this is from Parks and Forestry, some from the Police Division. Mr. Aller, you have any comments about the Parks and Forestry items?
Just the equipment that's listed on there is high age and high use, and is no longer of use to our department.
But may bring a few dollars on internet sale, and somebody else can make use out of it. It's amazing. I know. And Chief, you've got some items on here as well.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The items listed on there are recovered or found property that we could not locate a owner for, and we're seeking council's approval to go ahead and list this.
So the nail gun is not something your department uses on a regular basis?
No.
Okay. Anybody have any comments about this? If not, we have either a motion from Mrs. Capellini or Mrs. Westfall to allow these to go up for auction.
I move that we allow these, the Parks and Forestry and items from the Police Division to go up for auction.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 9, we have a liquor permit transfer request here. Mr. Moan or Chief, you have any insight into this one?
This is a transfer from the old South Pryor restaurant to the new B Golf. As always, the police department has check the records of the parties interested, and at this time the police department has no objections to the transfer of this license.
All right. I know that on the agenda it's got, it looks like Mount Bellies Incorporated, but if I read it on there, one, it could be saying MT Bellies, which might be appropriate. I'm not sure. I guess it doesn't make any difference.
I get it. Yeah.
I think most, if not all, of you have had an opportunity to visit this business establishment probably before and after the transition. I don't know how they've been operating without a liquor license. That's a mystery to me.
Mr. Mayor, some of us will be in violation.
better approve this fast.
Well, all we can do is not request a local hearing. Mrs. Westfall.
I move that we not request a hearing for the transfer of the D51 beer and liquor permit from The Pub Corporation to Mount Bellies Inc., Gump Restaurant and Lounge at 5147 Main Street.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this liquor permit transfer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 10 is committee reports. Are there any committee reports to be offered to council at this time? Agenda item 11 is committee referrals. Anything new for committee referral? Now, we'll move on to added agenda item 12, discussion concerning the Tarta Sylvania Township ballot language lawsuit that has recently been filed. Mr. Hayner.
And I don't know that I have a lot to say about this, except that I noted that the lawsuit was filed. Tarta sued the Board of Elections, asserting that conducting the vote on the township's request to withdraw from Tarta only in the unincorporated portions of the township did not comply with the law at the time that they acted to put the matter on the ballot. I understand the absentee ballots are being sent out now.
Start voting tomorrow.
And
they're camping out right now.
And early voting starts tomorrow. So I don't know what impact that will have on the election.
I have no idea.
I did talk with two of the trustees in the last couple of days. They are not participating in any way in the litigation. The Board of Elections is represented.
You're referring to the Sylvania Township trustees?
Yes, the Sylvania Township trustees. They're not actively participating, and the Board of Elections is defending itself, and we'll stay tuned. It would be wrestled with inviting Tarta representatives to come and explain this to us. I think it's interesting that when the township and the city joined, they treated them both as separate entities. And it's also my understanding that their position is that if the entire township voted and they voted to withdraw, that only the unincorporated portion of the township would be affected, which is an interesting position too. But I think I have a full understanding of what they're doing, and so I really don't see any, I don't feel any need to invite them to come and talk to us. I think it's an unfortunate political act by the board.
But could you share what that is? Because I'm puzzled by that I tried to validate the election.
Well, I think there are two things. I think, first, I think their perception is much like mine, which is that Tarta has lots of more support in the city than it does in the township, and they'd like to have those votes for this. I think there's a political motivation. And I don't believe the stated purpose to prevent a subsequent challenge. I think that's a made up political cover. But that's just my opinion. I don't know any more than anyone else. And if anybody feels that you want to have Tarta come explain themselves to us, that would be fine. But I don't feel any need.
Your point is right. That it's sort of, we're now in the process. The electoral process starts tomorrow. I guess the question I would have, and maybe this is Mr. Mullen, is whether, could this suit come down in a way that would require the city, without any formal action, to put this to the electors, be somehow tied to the outcome of this?
You know, I've not looked at the legislation, enabling legislation that came from the state authorizing this separate vote. So with that disclaimer, it seems like we're not involved in this fight. I don't see where the legislative enactment allows the township to do what they were doing, but for the fact that their resolution was passed prior to the effective date of the legislation. I just don't see that we have any skin in this particular game that would affect our rights in any direct way.
But I also understand that the township acted separately to join Tarta in the first place.
Oh, that's true.
At the same, just as the city acted separately to join Tarta. So my attribution to their purposes are largely cynical. Let's just say that.
I would like to restate one thing that you mentioned, Mr. Hanem, and I want to clarify, because I have gotten a couple of questions from our residents. This lawsuit does in no way mean that the vote is about whether the city of Sylvania remains in Tarta or not. There was some confusion about we were being drawn into the election and our residents were going to vote about it in the city. It's only for a vote in the township, for about township service. City voters may vote on it if their lawsuit is successful, but it does not affect service in the city.
Let me just suggest that once a judge is involved in making a ruling on this, Mr. Moan wouldn't give you a legal opinion that says that, and neither would I. I think the remedy here could be crafted in any number of ways, and Tarta's intent in filing a lawsuit may not be the way a judge ultimately decides to rule and remedy the situation.
That would be unfortunate. I'm not a judge, but the state legislature's intent was to allow it to just be voted in the township, and that would seem appropriate to me. But that's up to a judge.
And
as of right now, we're not voting about it in the city.
You know, do I understand what you're saying is that our voters could be disenfranchised if a judge decides that this is action of the township?
No, what I'm saying is I don't know how a judge is going to remedy how he would address to remedy the situation. And I don't think any of us could project that. I know Tarta's purpose in filing this action is not to bring the city's coverage into the referendum.
But the world is full of unintended consequences.
Yes, it is. And if the court were to decide that for purposes of this vote, the township is the township, both the incorporated and unincorporated area. And not only is that the vote, the vote is about coverage for the entire area.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen. I wouldn't expect that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I think my point is that when a judge makes a decision about how to remedy the situation, his remedy may not be what the plaintiff initially is seeking. That's all.
With that said, and understanding that the fact that somehow the city would become party to this or pulled into it in an unintended way, do we need to put Mr. Moan on alert to monitor this and be prepared to act on behalf of the city if it becomes in our interest to do that?
I think he is constantly vigil and on alert.
It doesn't need our permission to do
yeah.
that. Okay.
That's clearly not council's intention, so if that gets trotted out, the administration will react.
Well, yeah, I mean, we need to protect the franchise of our citizens, right, and make sure
that's
that they
correct.
Have a chance to vote on critical issues like this.
That is correct. Any further discussion, Mr. Hanem?
No.
All right. That gets us to added agenda item 13, which is an executive session. This is to discuss litigation that the city is involved in. This will require a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Husband?
Yes.
Milner?
Yes.
Lukey?
Yes.
Hanem?
Yes.
Scapolini?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0, so we will go into committee of the whole executive session. And with that, I need to ask all of you to step outside. We anticipate no action to be taken following this executive session. This is an update. No action items are anticipated. But if you'd like to stay, you are welcome to stay in the lobby outside, and we will welcome you back in when the executive session is done. Check the lobby to see if anybody's out there.
with her mother.
All right. Let the record show that we have returned to open session of council. We have reopened the house and been rejoined by one observant. And the record should show that during our executive session, we only discussed pending litigation against the city. No decisions were made, no action was taken, and there's no action to take at this time. This brings us to the end of our agenda of action items. I did add one information item to the agenda. I think you've all received an invitation to the 2012 Savannah Area Family Services Ray of Hope Awards that's taking place next Wednesday. That's the 10th of October at Central Park West. And the city traditionally buys at least one table at these. And I do want to point out to you that the late former Mayor James E. Sini is one of their people being awarded. If any of you are interested, please let the clerk or Bigelow in my office know that so that we can have an appropriate number of tables available. The city will pay for your seats, but does not pay for your spouse or other guests. We probably need to get that in. I don't know if there's response time here. Probably pretty soon, so they have a chance to plan for it.
Because that event is a week from Wednesday.
Yes, 9 days away. There's a planning commission meeting that night at 5:30. This begins with cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6, program at 6:30. I'll get there as quickly as I can from the planning commission.
Why did you have me already? Who's got my name already?
It's mine.
Laura has the list. I think there's four of you. I think there were four.
I'm sure she's got them accurately. If you haven't responded to her in the positive and you want to, please let her know.
I've never been thrown out yet, Mr. Mayor.
They won't throw you out. All right. Any further items for council discussion at this time? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council is adjourned until our next meeting scheduled for Monday, October the 15th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for attending.
Hey, Doug, I